Okay, today we're going to learn Perek Vav, Mishnah's Beis and Gimel. So it says the Mishnah, Birach al Peres Ilan, continuing the halachos of brachos, of what brachos that you say on food. So Birach al Peres Ilan, Bar Pri Ha'adama Yatza. If a person said Bar Pri Ha'adama on Peres Ilan, which we just said in the previous Mishnah, the proper bracha is Bar Pri Eitz. But a person said Bar Pri Ha'adama instead, he's going to be Yotze. And the Rav explains, Kol Heichad Chishakli Pira, Isei La'anaf, Vosa Anaf Atzmo, Chosur Motzi Pri L'Shalach Mikri Ilan and Mavarich al Peres of Barbria Eitz. He says, what is the definition of Peres Ilan? An Ilan means that which has a branch and a fruit grows off of that branch, and you pull a fruit off of that branch, and then next year more fruit will grow on that branch. Aval Hechadichi Shakalta Le Pri, Lo Yishar Anaf, Shiachsav Yotzi Pri Lishon Acheres. But if you have a branch where if you take off the fruit, that branch is never going to produce fruit in a future year, then ain't then the actual bracha is supposed to be a Barbri Adama. And that is, of course, the famous halacha that a banana is a Barbri Adama. But a banana tree is huge. Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with the size of the tree. It has to do with whether it will regrow from that same branch in the coming year. And since that does not happen by a banana, so that's why a banana is Barbri Adama. In fact, it's Yadua that Rabbi Teitz Zichrono Livracha, who is Rav in Elizabeth, used to have a practice, and I think his family to this day has the practice that for karpas at the Seder, they don't use parsley or celery or potatoes. For karpas at the Seder, they use a banana. Why would they use a banana for karpas at the Seder? Because he thinks it's a teachable moment, that's a way to be mechanich the children, that the banana is Bar Priya Adama, even though you might think that it's Bar Priya Eitz. And after all, the night of the Seder is the night of chinuch, so therefore he decided to use that as an opportunity, as a teaching opportunity. So anyway, the Mishnah says, if a person says Bar Pri Adama on an orange or an apple, Val Peres Ha'aretz is Yotze. Val Peres Ha'aretz Bar Pri Eitz Lo Yotze. But if he says Bar Pri Eitz on a banana, or he says Bar Pri Eitz on a cucumber, then he's not Yotze. Al Kulam Im Amar Shakol Niyah Yotze. But on anything, if you say Shakol Niyah B'dvaro, you're going to be Yotze. And the Bartunur points out, Vafilu Ala Pas Val Eya, Shakol Niyah B'dvaro even works for bread and for wine. However, L'chadchila, you shouldn't do that. L'chadchila, you should try to find out what the correct bracha is, and you should recite the correct bracha. In the Melech Shlomo, he quotes Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Yossi says, Kol Mishanim Al Be'ah Shtovacham B'brachos L'Yotzi Yudei Chavaso, that Rabbi Yossi says on our Mishnah that it's not true, that you can't be Yotze with Shahakol, because you're not allowed to change the appropriate bracha. And Rabbi Yossi, who says in the Brayso, Kol Mishanim Al Be'ah Shtovacham B'brachos L'Yotzi Yudei Chavaso, is dafka if you say Kama Na'a Pas. Then he says in the Bavli we have a different version, that Rabbi Yossi is not disagreeing with the Mishnah. In the Bavli it says Rabbi Yossi just means that you're not allowed to make up your own text of a bracha. You're not allowed to say, instead of saying Hamotzi Lechem Menorah, say Kama Na'a Pazu Baruch Hamakom Shebara'a, that wow, how beautiful this bread is, thank you Hashem for creating such bread. That's not a bracha. Or Kamanoa Tainazu Baruch Hamakom Shebra. That's a bracha that the Rabbanu were never misaki. That's called Mishanim Mabeh Shtovacham Brachos. But if you just say a bracha that's not the ideal bracha to say for that food, but it is a bracha that Chazal were misakin, the way we understand is that is not called being Mishanim Mabeya Shtovacham Brachos. That is not called that you are veering from the text and the format that the Chum instituted with brachos. Why is it that Peres Ilan Bar Pri Adama you are Yotze? Because it does come from the Adama. But to say about Yerakos Bar Pri Eitz is simply not true. It's not Pri Eitz. And with everything is part of Shakol Nihiye B'dvaro. It's all true that all came into being with the Dvar Hashem. Mishnah Gimel, Al Davar Shein Gidul Min Haaretz Omer Shahakol, that which does not grow from the ground, one recites Shahakol, Ala Chometz, V'al Hanovlos, V'al Hakovai, Omer Shahakol. If a person is eating, Chometz, if a person is eating vinegar, or Novlos, or a person is having unripe fruit that fell off the tree, or a person is having Kovai, which are locusts, there are some locusts that are kosher, kosher. The Torah gives us particular species of locusts that are kosher. Ashkenazi practices that we don't eat locusts, but there are Sephardim that have a tradition that they do eat locusts. Certain Yemenites, certainly, and some other Sephardic Jews who have a Mesorah of which ones are the kosher ones would eat it. And so when those things, a person recites Shahakol, ala cholov, the ala gvina, the ala beitzim, on milk and on cheese and on eggs, Omer Shahakol, one also recites Shahakol. Rabbi Omer Kolshu min klala in Mavarchim Lov. Rabbi says anything that's a cursed thing, like unripe fruit, that's a curse. The fruit should ripen properly. Or a locust, which is a curse that when they're a locust, that eat up all the crops. So then you wouldn't say a brach on something that is inherently cursed. Fruit that never ripens because it fell off the tree before it had a chance to ripen. A swarm of locusts is terrible. That devours your crop and you're not going to be. So that one would not recite a brach on. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that on those things a person does not recite a brach. If you look in the Rav, so he points out that min klala novlos v'govai alidei klala hin ba'im, that they come about through a klala, and therefore one does not recite a bracha. In Tosfos Yom Tov, he writes, Yesh mefar shalomar telo koi ela achomets v'novlos pilvad, show you tovim mitchila v'nifsedu, that maybe only vinegar and unripened fruits we say you wouldn't make a bracha, because that's a min klala, because they once had potential, they were good, and then they became bad, meaning you had a fruit that was promising and it was growing on a tree and it was going to be great, and then it turned out bad. Or you had a wine and it was delicious and it was great wine, and then it turned sour. So that's where we would say aval b'kovai, but a locust, kiven sha'omed taimo bo, it tastes the same as it always did. It's just something you'd rather not have swarming your field. Maybe lo havi min klala. Maybe that's not considered a min klala. So Tos Yom Tov disagrees with the Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura says, what is a min klala? A locust and an unripened fruit. Says Tos Yom Tov, I agree with you about the unripened fruit, but a locust is not a min klala because it tastes just fine. As a chefza, as the object itself, it tastes just fine. So maybe that would require a bracha. The yesh mefarshim da kulukai. And he says, some say it's going on all the examples. He says, like the Bar Tanura said, that some suggest that if it's something that's going to devour your crops and therefore it's bad to have such a thing, so then maybe in such a case you would not say a bracha. So to quickly summarize the two Mishnayos we did today, Perek Vav Mishnah Beis told us that if you say a Bar Priya 8 on vegetables, you're not Yotze, but a Bar Priya Adama on fruits of the tree, you are Yotze, and Shahakal works for everything. And Mishnah Gimel told us that that anything that doesn't grow from the ground gets a shahakol, and therefore wine that's soured and fruit that never turned ripe and grasshoppers should get a shahakol, as should milk and cheese and eggs. But Rabbi Yehuda said that first grouping of vinegar and unripened fruits and grasshoppers don't get a shahakol because they shouldn't get any bracha because they're a min klala. But everyone agrees that that cheese and eggs and things and milk, that certainly would get a shahakol. Okay, we'll stop there. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel.